Okay. Chumash Vayikra, all about Karbanos. The Gemara has a cloud. Mamayna Misura Layafinan and Isa Mituma Layafinan. So the Talmidim of the Gra quote B'Shem the Gra on the Pasik. Ki Palamim Chadoval Amishpat Ben Dam Ladam Ben Din Ladin Ben Nega Lanega. And they say Faderis of the Yo Al HaTorah. So they quote in the name of the Gra Kan Kila HaTorah Kol Gimel Chelke HaTorah. The three different areas of Halacha. There's Isa the Heta, the Tumah V'Tara, and there's Dini Mominus. And that's why the Gemara has, within each area, we assume all the dinim have to fit into one system. So you learn out of Mamad Sinat, Binyanab, Kavachamim, Bidinech, Alachaver. But you can't learn out Isa Mituma Leyafinon, and Mamadim Meisur Leyafinon, because these are three different areas. So the area of Kochim Alpidin is also a different area. The Gemara has that the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam are slightly different with respect to Karbonas. There's a whole long sugya goes on and on and on for a few dafim Gemara in Ezer Mekoyman. The klal is that by Kochim Ein Lemeidim Lomid Ben Alomid, if you learn the din from A to B, then you can't continue to learn the din from B to C. In Kol HaTorah Kula, there is no such restriction. In Kochim, that's a limit. So you see the Midrash HaTorah and the Drash HaSpam are slightly different. Then there's a Tosus in the beginning of Zvachim. A Tosus is of the opinion that the requirement for Sheen all about cost of Liakev. If you have a din, Tosus claims it only applies to Kochim. If you have a Pasuk in Chumash that says you have to bring the korban in a certain fashion, so we assume it's only Lahatchila, it's not Miakev B'Liakev, unless the din is repeated a second time. That's called Sheen all about cost. If it's repeated, then it's Liakev. So Tosfos assumes that that midah, that you require Shein al kasul yakeh, only applies to, in the area of Kochim. They're right. In the Gemara, the expression only appears in the area of Kochim, never appears anywhere else. The Chazon Ish disagrees with Tosfos. He said they're right that that expression only appears in topics of Kochim. But the Chazon Ish and other Achrayim, before the Chazon Ish was born, they already pointed out. Mishnah Achrayim, Mishnah Negoim has it also, that Shein al kasul yakeh really applies in Kol HaTorah Kula. It's not restricted only to the area of Kochim. But the other one is taka different, ein lemeid lamen alamed, that's only by Kochim. So you see that Kochim is really a separate area. Then you have Tumah V'Tara, and the Bidl of Vayikra, you have all the dinim of Tumah V'Tara. That thing Morris said, that's a separate area. That's Be'nega la'negas is Tumah V'Tara. The Kololi ha'psak, when you have a Sofik, are different. If you see the head there, so we pass on Sofik Daraisa Lukumar and Svek Sveka Lukula. If you're talking about Mominus, they say Sofik Mamaina Lukula. Amoitza Machabel of Ara, whoever's Muksa keeps it. If you're talking about Sofik Tumah, it's a totally different cloud. Sofik Tumah Bishu Sayachat Sveka Tomei, Vada, and Sofik Tumah Bishu Sam Sveka Tohar. So the Kloli Hapsak are different in the three different areas. So that's clear that the three different areas, Tumah Vatari, Isa Vaheta, and Didi Mominus, and Kochim is a separate area. Like Taris is a separate area in Halacha. The Gemara has in the beginning of the second Perek in Kedushin, the Gemara discusses what are the psukim that indicate to us the principle of Shluchu Shalom Kemoisai. So the Gemara suggests that Pasuk by Korban Pesach. There's a Veshachta also called Kahala Dasasel Ben Abayim. Everybody Shecht the Korban Pesach. How do you have everybody Shecht? You have 10 people Mamuna on one Korban Pesach, one of them Shecht. So you don't have two people Shecht. The Gemara says that in Kochim you can't have two people shecht. In Chulin, the Mishnah has, two people can hold on to the knife and fiddle back and forth. And it's mutar l'chatchila to have two people shecht in Chulin. In Kochim you're not allowed to have like that. Only one person shechts. So how can you have shecht also? Kol kaladas ha'bein abam. You have 10 shutfim. The Gemara says you have at least 10 shutfim in every Korban Pesach. So how is it kol? So the Gemara says, mikan shluch l'shalom k'moisa. So the Gemara says, so let's learn out from Kochim to Kol HaTorah Kula. Gemara says Chulin miKochim layafina. Kochim miChulin also layafina. It's a different area of halacha. All the dinim within Kochim have to fit into one pattern, into one system. But midinach lachaveiroi, from one area to the other, it's not the same pattern, not the same mosaic, and it doesn't have to fit in. You learn all the dinim here. It's like a big jungle. You have a million dinim over here. You don't know what's going on. So the Mishnah puts everything into a system. The Torah Shabbat Peh puts everything into a system. All the Karbonos are divided into two categories. The Kochim Kalim and there's Kochim Kochim. What's Kochim Kochim? Oilo, Chatas, Osham, and Mincha is Kochim Kochim. And everything else is called Shemkalim. Ashlamim is called Shemkalim. Toida is a subcategory of Shlamim. Zevach Toida Shlamov. A Toida is a subcategory of Shlamim. And then the Abchor, Maisar, Pesach are also called Shemkalim. There's a Rambam in Hakdamah to the Pirush HaMishnayis on Kochim, where the Rambam writes that basically there's only one Kochim, only one Kochim Kalim, Shlomim, and everything is a subcategory. That's a Chiddush. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says that Zevach Toida Shlomov, that a Toida is a subcategory of a Shlomim. That's a Yishechta Toida, the Shem Shlomim. So is that called the Shina Kodesh? The Gemara says, no, it's not a Shina Kodesh. Toida is a subcategory of Shlomim. But if Yishechta Pesach, the Shem Shlomim, Yishecht a Pchor or a Maisa, the Shem Shlomim. That the Gemara seems to say that is a Shinui Kodesh. I don't know exactly how to be Miyashiv with the Ram, but the Ram claims that there's only one Kochim Kalim, namely a Shlomim, and everything is a subcategory. What are the differences, Lalach, between Kochim and Kochim Kalim? So one difference is, then you get to Me'ilo. There's Asham Me'ilois. Where is now Shami Ilos? Nefesh here, it's in Shvi, on Parshas Vayikra. Nefesh kisim amal v'chot b'shgog mikotchi Hashem, evi is Hashem al Hashem, one of the six Hashemas is Hashem the Ilos, if someone is nenem and ahegdish b'shogeg. So the Pasuk says, v'chot b'shgog mikotchi Hashem. So Rashi quotes from the Mishnah, Me'ilo, kotchim ham yichodim l'Hashem, that's only kotchi kotchi. Kotchi kalm, there's no din of Me'ilo. There's no Me'ilo b'kotchi kalm. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah Mila says, "Le'nenim v'le'moylem." You're not allowed to get hanor. It's an issue. You're not allowed to get hanor from kachim kalim. But if you did get hanor, you're not muchiyev to pay karen b'chaimish and to bring asham me'ilos. That's a big machlokes. There's a Rashban kedushin later. There's a Rashban kedushin has a machlokes of Rishonim whether the din of le'nenim, the din that kachim kalim, you're not allowed to get hanor, whether the isa me'ilos is only the rabbanon or the isa me'ilos is the reis. That's a machlokes harishonim, but the Mishnah says there's no meila v'kotchim kalim, means there's no penalty of meila that you're not chayv to bring asham meilas. Rav Soloveitchik said that his grandfather Rav Chaim held that it's inconceivable that there shouldn't be an isa deraisa of meila by kotchim kalim. Inconceivable height, inconceivable morgan, but it's 2 days in the Rashbo. Half of the Baal Yata, half of the Rishonim held that the whole isa l'nenu l'maylam is only with the Rabban, because Mishnayis and meila have every so often l'nenu l'maylam. So a lot of them are beferish l'nenim is only mid the rabbanim. So if you just read the Mishnayis, not even superficially, you read the Mishnayis, it sounds like they're all the rabbanim l'nenim. So kachim kalim is also l'nenim mid the rabbanim. Rav Chaim held that the other sheet is more correct. L'nenim should be an isa derais. Yet what are other differences between kachim and kachim kalim? So one difference is the mokum. Every korban has a mokum, and if you take it chutz l'mekomo, it nips al b'yotze. So kachikachim, the makam is the azara. If you take it out of the azara, nipsal b'yotze. Even if you bring it back in, the kohanim are not allowed to eat it. And kachim kalim, the makam is Yerushalayim. So if you take it chutz l'Yerushalayim, it will be nipsal b'yotze. Then if you bring it back, you won't be able to eat it. Yeah. Where do you see that there's a lav if you took the karbonis out of Yerushalayim, or you took the kachikachim out of the azara? Where do you see that there's a lav if you eat it, if you get malchus? The lav is the pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. It says, "Basa basa the treifa lois achelu." So the Gemara says, "Why is only basa basa the treifa? What about ba'ir?" So dibar kasa b'hayva. Usually, a treifa means that the animal was attacked by a bigger animal. A bigger animal attacked this animal, clawed it by the neck, and it made it into a treifa, or broke its leg, made it into a treifa. So the Gemara says that may be pshuto shon mikma. The Gemara says, "Basa basa the treifa lois achelu." The word basada tells you another din. If the korbanos were taken out of the azara, kachim kachim out of the azara, or the kachim kalim were taken out of Yerushalayim, that's called kivin shiyotza basa chutzlum chitzasai ne'asar. That's a shadow. What if you have, let's say, a mincha? Mincha is a kachim kachim. So if you take the mincha out of the azara, you bring it back in, and you eat it, will you get malchus? The pasuk says basa. It doesn't say kochim, it says basa. So the Minchas Chinuch talks about that. Maybe the lav with the malchus only applies if it's basa. Kimin shiyosa basa chutz l'mechitzasai is nesar. The zman is also different. The more mekudesh the korban is, so the more restricted the makam is, and the more restricted the zman is. The zman by kochim is man by kotchi kotchim is yom v'laylo. Is man by kotchi kalim, the basic kotchim kalim is shlamim. The shlamim is shnayam v'laylo echad. A toida is only yom v'laylo, so that's even more restricted. But is man by all the kotchi kotchim is much more restricted. The people who eat it are more restricted. Kotchi kotchim is only nechal the zichre kuhuna in the azara. They have to eat it in the azara. A baskain is not permitted. Baskain is permitted to eat truma. His baskain is permitted to eat chaz v'shoyka of the shlamim. Amurim hem ka'itzabem, elashamurim nechalakainim l'shem levneim l'avdeim. The wives can eat it. The daughters can eat it also. But the kotchi kotchim, the chatos in the osham, in the mincha, is only nechal tizichre kuhuna in the azor. The Gemara has a lashon kohanim oichlim or bailam is kaprim. That it's the achilas hakohanim has to take place in the azara. It's as if that is an avoida, just like you do kabbalas adam, halachas adam, zvikas adam. So achilas hakohanim, kohanim ochem, balam miskapim, as if the achilas hakohanim is an avoida.
Would that achila be a simcha, just like the akraba for the bala
karmim? The achilas kohanim should be a simcha for the bala karmim.
Then there's a tshuva of the Sam Sofer where he says the reason you don't say Tachnun on the Yud Gimel Nisa is because he has a Schiddush.
The
Sam Sofer is a shaila why we don't say Tachnun on the 13th of Nisan, because nothing happened on the 13th of Nisan. So he has a Chiddush that the Akravas Ashlamim was eaten on the 13th, so that should be a simple.
Whenever a person brings a carbon, that day is considered a yontif. That's
so
a thing.
So is the achilas carbon also considered a yontif?
For those who eat it, yeah. But the kochim are not eaten by the bala carbon. Kochim are eaten by the zichri kohuna.
Right.
So the achilas hakohanim is considered like an avoida. That's what has to be done in the azar. That's only zichri kohuna. A bas kohen is not considered a kohen as benegetim makor of kabbalas. B'nei Aharon v'lo b'nei Saharon. A bas kohen cannot be makriv korbanos. So achilas ha-kotchi kotchim is considered like an avodah. It has to be done in the azar. There is a diyun that the Balei HaTosfos have. We don't have it in Tosfos. The Mishnah Melech and the Ram quotes it from the Shita Mekubetzes that Bayas is printed on the side in Zvachim and Menachos. Shita Mekubetzes quotes it from the Balei HaTosfos. We have a klal in the Gemara, Ein Yeshiva Bazara Ela Lamalchit Beis Dovid Blavat. No one's allowed to sit in the Azara unless he's one of the Malachim from the Malchit Beis Dovid. It's a question, is that, where is the Pasuk? Where does it say Ein Yeshiva Bazara? The Gemara learns out from Sukkim that if the Kohen does the Avodah in a sitting position, the Avodah will be Pasul. Let's say he does Kabbalah Saddam, Malachah Saddam, Zrikah Saddam. If he does in a sitting position, it's possible. Where does it say you're not allowed to sit in the Azara? So that's a question. There are two Rashis and Shas. One Rashi writes that it's only the Rabbanim. One Rashi writes that it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. But there's no Pasuk on it. Ein Yeshiva Bazar. There is such a din. So the question is, if the Kohanim have to eat the Kotchi Kotchim in the Azara, and they're not allowed to sit, so that's like eating in a fast food shop, eating a sandwich in a standing position. The Gemara says in Gittin, it's not healthy to eat in a standing position. The Kohanim is supposed to eat the Korbanos, L'mashcha L'gudul L'kadach Sham Loch Mochlam. Supposed to eat it in a very bekavadika fashion. So what kind of a bekavadika fashion is this? To eat the kotchi kotchim in a standing position if it's not even healthy? So the Mishnah Melech quotes that the Balei HaTosfos had two opinions about this. So some held, they're allowed to sit, even though normally en yeshiva bazor elah l'malchut b'z dovid blavat, but for the purpose of eating the kotchi kotchim in the azara, since it didn't require it has to be eaten in a bekavadika fashion, so you have to assume that they were permitted to sit. The other day, Taisa says no, that they're not allowed to sit. They'll lead in a standing position. Rabbi Yosef Engel has in his Sefer Asman Deraisa, in the first essay, he talks about this topic a little bit. So he says he has a simple solution. The Mishnayos say, I think it's a Mishnayos Tomid, that they were Mekadosh the Azorah. And then they built lishkos. So there were lishkos habnoyes b'chol p'suchas l'kodesh. There were rooms that were built not in the Azara. They were built on the Harabayis. But the only way to get to that lishka is by walking into the Azara and going into that room. So what status does the room have? Lishkos habnoyes, there were lishkos habnoyes b'chol p'suchas l'chol. There were rooms that were built in the Azor, but the only way to enter is from the Har HaBayis. There's no way to enter from the Azor. Then there were Faked, Lishkas, Abnoyas, Pachol, Upsuchas, Lakodish. Then there were Lishkas, Abnoyas, there were Lishkas, the Lishkas HaGazis, where the Bez Nagodol met, was Chetzi Bakodish, Chetzi Bachol. Part of it was in the Azor, part of it was in Har HaBayis, and there was an entrance to both. There was an entrance to walk into the Lishkas HaGazis from the Har HaBayis. There was an entrance to walk in from the Azor. So the Mishnah says, if you have such a room, Chetzi Bakodish, Chetzi Bachol. Kodish means Azor, Chol means Har HaBayis, not really Chol. It's Har HaBayis, and it has a Pesach to each one. Then on the half that's Bachol, you're allowed to sit. And the half that's Bakodish, you're not allowed to sit. So the Gemara says that the Bez Nagodol used to sit, and the Lishkas HaGazis is only at that half. And the half that was on the outside, and the Har HaBayis, they weren't allowed to sit in the half of the Lishkas HaGazis that was Bakodish. Because it was Pasuch, both Lakodish and Lachol. But if you have Lishkas HaMnuyas Bachol, the Psuchas Lakodish, so then, Rabbi Yosef Engel quotes in the first essay, in Asven Deraisa, that you're permitted to eat Kochik. The Mishnah says you're permitted to eat Kochik Kochim there, and the Tesis points out that you're permitted to sit there. Because the whole thing is Bonim Bachol, even though it's Pasuch Lakodish. So he says he doesn't understand. What was the whole problem that Tosis had two opinions, whether the Kohanim are permitted to sit in the Azara for the purpose of eating the Kochi Koch, and Kohanim Achlam B'Alam Meskaprim has to be the Kovadik Achila. Why don't they just eat it? And the Lishkas HaBnei's Pachol B'Suchas HaKodesh. That would solve the whole problem. You can eat your Kochi Koch from there. And Tosis says you're permitted to sit there. So why was there a whole Machlok Zevshan? So good to Taina. So these are the differences between Kochi Kochim and Kochim Kalim. What's another difference? Tzofen. Kachikash mishchitas ma'tzofen. Most people are right-handed, I assume. I'm right-handed, so I assume most people are righties. So we assume the right-hand side of the Azor is more mekudosh than the left-hand side of the Azor. When you look straight ahead to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, that's west. We our shuls are facing east because we want to face Yerushalayim. We live to the west of Yerushalayim. So all of our shuls face east. But when you're in the Beis HaMikdash and you're looking straight ahead, you're facing west. So if you're facing west, so if you go to the right, that's going to be the north. So the northern half, that right-hand side of the Azor, is more mekudosh than the left-hand side. So that's what the Mishnah says, Kachikach, Meshchitas, Matzofan, the Kibbul Daman, Bechlishar, is Batzofan. The Avodah has to be done Batzofan, because Tzofan is more mekudosh. And the Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanaim. The whole Tzofan is acceptable? Because it says, Al Yerecha Mizbeach Tzofeinu. Maybe Yerecha Mizbeach means not the whole. Let's say you have the Mizbeach in the middle of the Yerecha. So Yerecha Mizbeach means Tzofeinu, to the right-hand side of the Yerecha Mizbeach. So if that's good, so closer to the Kodesh HaKodashim is certainly good. But further away from the Kodesh HaKodashim could be it's not good. So that's a Machlokes HaTanaim. Do you really need Yerecha Mizbeach Tzofeinu? From Kenegan HaMizbeach V'lifnim, or even V'lachutz is also good. But that's the din, you have to have Tzofen. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs counts off what in his opinion are the 613 mitzvahs. So the Rambam counts as a mitzvah that the Kohanim should eat Kochi Kochim, B'sar Chatos V'Yoshim. Oil nobody eats, but B'sar Chatos V'Yoshim. And then he counts another mitzvah, Kohanim should eat Shiyori Menochis, when you makra the mincha, so the kohen does kmitza, the kohen you burn on the mizbech, and whatever is left over is kochi kochma, so it's nechal to zicher kuna yom balaylo at chatzos. So the Rama counts only, it's only a mitzvah, the Rama only considers it a mitzvah, that kohanim should eat the chatos and the osham, and kohanim should eat the menochis. That Yisraelim should eat the shlamim, that he doesn't count as a mitzvah. Korban Pesach, it counts as two mitzvahs. One mitzvah to be makrav the Korban Pesach, one mitzvah to eat the Korban Pesach. Let's say a person participated in the Hakrovas Korban Pesach, and then he takes sick and he's in the intensive care unit, Leil Pesach, and he can't eat the Korban Pesach. So since he participated in the Shechitas HaPesach, so he's Yotzei the Hakrovas HaPesach, he's not required to bring Pesach Sheni. That's what the Gemara says, Achilas HaPesachim Lo Miyakva. Achilas HaPesachim is Ma'akev, you're not Yotzei the mitzvahs Achila. The two different mitzvahs, but it's not Ma'akev and the mitzvah is Hakrovah. And whoever did participate in Hakrovah's HaPesach is already not Mukhiyev to bring Pesach Shein, even if he didn't participate in the Achila. That's the Rambam's opinion, that the mitzvah is achila by kachim. If you have a shlamim, there's a din l'sasir v'men adbeke, you're not allowed to leave it over. If you leave over, you violated an avera, but there's no, I have to see to it that it should be eaten. I don't get a mitzvah. The Rambam thinks, I don't get a mitzvah by eating the kachim kalim, except for Korban Pesach. That's a mitzvah hakrava and a mitzvah achila. Let's say a person is a tamei and he'll participate in the hakrava's Korban Pesach. So he's not yotzei the hakrava either. If you're not royal achila, let's say the guy is sick at the time of hakrava. He's in intensive care unit at the time of the hakrava's Pesach. And he's not royal achila, so then he's not yotzei. You're only yotzei, he can only be mamuna on a Korban Pesach if you're royal achila tonight. But if he was a shutif in the hakrava's Pesach, and then he takes sick, or then they put him in prison. They put him in prison or something. He just can't get to the atikat to eat, or becomes nitma. He participated in the hakrovas. Then he becomes nitma afterwards. So then he was yotzei the hakrova. He cannot be yotzei the achila. And then the Mishnah says that achilas psachim loy miakva. He doesn't have to bring a pesach sheni. Rashi in a few places in the Gemara, mainly in psachim, Rashi seen there with Rav Elbel Soloveitchik. And the Sefer HaChumash points out that Rashi and Psochem and other places seems to assume that there is a mitzvah achila even by kachim kalim on the Bible. Even in kachim kalim, it's not just you should see to it that you shouldn't leave it over. The one who eats the kachim kalim is mekayim a mitzvah by eating. But the Rambam is clearly not so. The Rambam thinks that this mitzvah achila is only by kohanim echlim and balim is kaprim. Achilas kohanim, achilas abaylim is nishke mitzvah. What does that mean? Taka kohanim mechlam abaylim is kaprim. Let's say somebody brings a korban chatos. The guy was machal Shabbos b'shegig, brings a korban chatos, and then the kohanim don't like him, and they say, "We're not going to eat your chatos. We don't want to give you a kapar." Somebody did the zrikas adam, and then it comes to the achila. Nobody wants to eat this. He's taka not yotze. He has to bring it another week, when another day, when the kohanim will eat it. So the Pashtus is that that's not what it means. The Gemara says that if nitmu habasar or never habasar, if it got lost or became nitmu, the kohanim can't eat it. So the achilas hakohanim is not miyakev. It just means kohanim echem ba'al miskaprim. We consider it as if he didn't get a kapor, but he really does get a kapor. So there's a Rashba quotes on the sugi in Yevam is Daf Tzadik. The Rashba quotes the Girsa Sagoinim, not so. That actually, if a person brings a chatas and the basar was nitmasha ovad, so there's no mitzvah sachila. So then it's not miyakim. Then you are yotzei. But if the flesh is there and it's not nitma and it's not ovad, the kohanim are there and they just don't want to eat it, then the Rashba has a Girsa Nigmar that the guy's talking not yotzei the mitzvah. That's the collector's item. The Pashtus is that we don't assume like that. That's a believe it or not, that the Rashba. Yeah. The Torah describes all of the karbonas. You have to bring all the karbonas as a reach nechoyach l'ashem. The Mishnah has l'shem shishud varm hazevach nizbach. When you bring karbon, when you share karbonas, you're supposed to have six things in mind. One of the six things is l'reach nechoyach. So the Netziv has a fantastic chiddush. He points out, others pointed out also, the Binyan Tzion points it out, and it's true, that there is one carbon when a Nazir says Reach Nechoyach. That's carbon Pesach. The expression Reach Nechoyach never appears. Reach Nechoyach says by all the other carbonists, except for carbon Pesach. Does it have any significance? So the Binyan Tzion, Rabbi Yankev Etlik, and with the Netziv, they both think that it has significance. The Haino as follows. It says in the Teuchach in Mechu Kaisai, I will see to it, the Baruch Shalom said, I'll see to it that the Beis HaMikdash will be destroyed, and I won't be interested in smelling the fragrant smell of the Karbonos anymore. So they both came up with this Chiddush, the Binyan Tzion with the Netziv and others, that even if you assume that Beis HaMikdash is Kitchel Osi Lavai, there's a Machlokes HaTanoim. Whether the Kedusha Samigdash was only Kozman that the Mizbech is Bibinyonai. What when the Beis Samigdash is in a state of Churban, does it still have Kedusha or not? So that's a machleg, is whether the Makam Migdash was Kitchel Osilav, only Kitchel Shaita, but not Kitchel Osilav. There's such machleg as regarding Kedusha Eretz Yisrael also. Yeshua Benun was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, so that was one machleg, at the time of Churban Bais Rishon, did that, and when the Babylonian armies took over all of Eretz Yisrael. So did they undo the Kedusha Sa'aretz? The Kedusha Sa'aretz was Batla or not? So that the accepted opinion is that the Kedusha Bishayin of Eretz Yisrael was Batla. During the 7 years of Golden Bagel, there was no Kedusha Sa'aretz. Eretz Yisrael didn't have the Kedusha. Then there's a Machlekes HaTanayim and a Machlekes HaRishonim. What about the Kedusha Shniya? When Ezra came back, Ezra and Nechem came back to him, Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael the second time around, was that also only Kitchel Shaita? And at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, so the Kedusha Shniya of Eretz Yisrael vanished into thin air. But he said, no, Kedusha Shniya was Kitchel Asilova. So that, most of the Rishonim assumed that the Kedusha Shniya was Kitchel Asilova, that Eretz Yisrael today still retains the Kedusha that he had. This the Kedusha Deraisa from the days of Ezra and Nechemiah. In Shulchan Aruch, the Bi'ur Agra quotes the view of the Sefer HaTrumah. Sefer HaTrumah was one of the Balei HaTos of Rabbeinu Baruch, the Sefer HaTrumah. Places in Zvachim, quotes every so often to the Sefer HaTrumah, Menachos. So the Sefer HaTrumah is of the opinion that Bizman Hazeh, the Kedusha Shnei was also Batla. Rashi and Sanhedrin, sounds as if he's learning that that's the Psak Halacha Lamaisa. Bezalevi discusses that, Rashi, other Acharim discuss it. Sounds from Rashi as if he also paskens like the Sefer HaTrumah, that the Kedusha Sa'aretz was Batla. But the Kedusha Samigdosh, that's Machloikas HaTanoim. The Gemara often puts the two together, where the Kedusha Samigdosh Kitchel Lazilav, where the Kedusha Sa'aretz Kitchel Lazilav. The Gemara Megillah Dafyud puts the two together. So there's a long Tesis there, Megillah Dafyud and Manala, where Tesis quotes Rab Chaim Cohen. He says, he sees from the Gemara that it's not necessarily totally Zedazet. Take, for example, the Rambam's opinion that during the 7 years of Golus Bavel, there was no Kedusha Sa'aretz, and the Kedusha Samigdash was there. The Rambam paskens that from the days that Shlomo HaMelech built the Bais Rishon, Makom HaMikdash was Kitchel Asilova. So during the 7 years of Golus Bavel, you had a Bais HaMikdash and Chutz La'aretz. It didn't have Kedusha Sa'aretz. It's not such a surprise in the Mishkan. When they're traveling in Midrash, they had a Mishkan and they were traveling Mamash and Chutz La'aretz. So it's not an impossible thing. But it's not the way the Gemara puts it. The Gemara puts it together. If lo kitchel lo zelava by the Migdash, lo kitchel lo zelava by Eretz Yisrael, it's totally zebizet. So Rab Chaim Cohen says, you see from Gemara's, that it's not totally zebizet. The same thing, the Ravid is of the opinion, the Mizman has said, there is Kedusha Sa'aretz, Kedusha Shniv is kitchel lo zelava, but the Kedusha Sa'migdash, the Ravid holds, is lo kitchel lo zelava. So the Ravid holds also, it's not totally in the other direction. Today there is Kedusha Sa'aretz, but the Kedusha HaMikdash was Batla. That's the Ravid and the Rambam both hold that there's no Kedusha HaMikdash Bizman HaZeh, but for two different reasons. The Ravid writes in Hilchas Beis HaBchira, when the Rambam writes his opinion that Kedusha HaMikdash was Kitchel HaSilava when Shlomo HaMelech built the Bais Rishon, is Mekadoshit for Doire Doire, said it was never Batla. So the Rabbi disagrees. So he writes half of the story, doesn't write the whole story. He says, when Ezra built the second Beis HaMikdash, Yadeo Haya Ezra She'osed Lehechorev, he already knew that the Bais Sheni was going to be Chorev. So he was only Mekadoshit Lizman. And there's such a thing as Mekadosh Lizman. He didn't explain. He should have said, Yadeo Haya Shlomo. He left out the first half. When Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, Yadeo Haya Shlomo, that the Bais Rishon is going to be Chorev, that they were told in the days of the Meraglim. In the Chumash it doesn't really say explicitly, but it says it in Yecheskel, and it says it in Tehillim. And the Netziv, in his commentary on Chumash, shows where it says in the Chumash also. But leave out the Netziv. It says in Yecheskel, and it says it in Tehillim. At the time of the Chet HaMeraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Bnei Yisrael, Atem b'chis ha-mechil sholchinim, ani yakfa lachem b'chil ha-doros, when you're going to build a Beis HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdash is going to be Osid Lehechorev. So Yadeo Haya Shlomo, when Shlomo HaMelech was Mekadosh, the Bais Rishon, he knew that it was Osid Lehechorev. So according to the Rabbin, he was only Mekadosh at Lizman, only for 410 years. After 410 years, the Kedusha disappeared. Then he says, Yadeo Haya Ezra. Ezra knew from the days of Shlomo HaMelech, because Shlomo HaMelech wrote in Shir HaShirim, the Gemara says in the first parak in Yuma that Shlomo HaMelech was saying, Baruch HaKodesh, what's going to be? The Bais Rishon is Osid Lehechorev. What's going to be with the Bais Sheni? Will that also be Osid Lehechorev or not? So he says, Baruch HaKodesh, it depends. If after the 70 years of Golus Bavel, all the Jews will return back to Eretz Yisrael, that Nivna Le'a Tiras Kesef, the second Beis HaMikdash, shall be compared to a structure, Epel, Tiras Kesef, a building made from Epel, She'ein HaRekim Sholet Bo, that doesn't rot away. So the Beis Sheni will be the everlasting Beis HaMikdash. However, if in Delasi, if the Dalas HaAm will show up, hardly anybody showed up. There were millions of Jews in Bavel. The Psukim say 43,000 Jews were changed, came back. There was a drop in the bucket. Hardly anybody came back. So then Shlomo Amar said, Delasi, not so ala luach oris. The second Beis HaMikdash will be like a wooden hut, like a wooden bungalow. A wooden buildings, a rekab shalab, but wooden buildings right away. So that's what the Rabbi writes. Yedei Ohaya Ezra, when Ezra built the second Beis HaMikdash, he knew. The result said, Lechav, how did he know? Because the Gemara says in Yuma, the Rabbi doesn't quote it, but the Gemara says in Yuma, the first parak, that's what Shlomo HaMelech wrote in Shir Hashem. And Delasi, not so ala luach oris. It's going to rot away. So the Rabbi writes, when Shlomo was Mekadosh the Bayis Rishon, his only Mekadosh it was Man, for the 410 years. And when Ezra built the second Beis HaMikdash, it was only Mekadosh it was Man. That's a chiddush, that such a thing works. There's a Gemara in the Dorim on Daf Lamed, where the Gemara says, the person says, Shorza Oila Lamed Yom. I want to be Magdish to Shorza Karbon Oila only for the next 30 days. Then he got Makrav it till after the 30 days are up. So does the Kedusha vanish into thin air? So the Gemara says, Kedusha Tzaglufa is like Paka Bichdi. We're learning Kedusha this year. So that's a famous Ran on Daf Lamed in the Dorim, where the Gemara puts together Kedusha Isha. Let's say a man is Mekadosh and Isha only for a year. He doesn't know after the year if he's whether they're still going to like each other or not. So he says, Arayam HaKadosh is only for a year. So after a year, she doesn't need a get. The marriage disappears, and the Gemara says, no, just like Kedusha Zaguf, like Paka Bichdi, if you're Magdish a Korban, L'Shloshim Yom, it remains Hegdish Le'al Avod. So to a marriage remains Le'al Avod. Can't be Mekadosh Adisha L'Zman, and after the Zman is up, it'll disappear. That's a Befeirush Gemara. There's a very strange discussion that the Knesset HaGedolah has on Eben Ezer. Knesset HaGedolah is a Likut of all the Achronim on the tour. The Beis Yosef wrote a Likut of the Rishonim and Achronim up until his time. So the Knesset HaGedolah is a bigger Likut of the Achronim that the Beis Yosef didn't have. Those after the Beis Yosef, around 100 years after the Beis Yosef. So he writes, usually he just quotes. And here on Eben Ezer, he has a whole Shaila Maiseh Shehoya. A man was Mekadosh and Isha only for 30 days. And he died in the middle of the 30 days. So does she need chalitza? Maybe if you wait till the end of the 30 days, the marriage should disappear. Say, so, how am I like, what are they talking about? So the Feirush Gemara. He doesn't quote the Gemara. So the Feirush Gemara in the Dorm, Daf Lamed. They're just like Kedusha Tzaguf, like Paka Bichdi. So Kedusha Isha is also like Paka Bichdi. Very strange discussion. Anyway, so that's the strange, that's the difficulty with this Ravid. The Ravid says, Yedei Ohaya Ezra, Shadar Bai Sheni Zosei Le'echorev. When he built it, it was only Mekadosh L'Zman. How can he be Mekadosh L'Zman? Don't we have a rule that Hekdush is Le'paka Bechdi?
Could we say that the rule of Kedusha Le'paka Bechdi only applies when the Kedusha is Chal and the Chatza, like by Kedusha or by Hekdush? But we know that Rav Soloveitchik said that the reason why the Makom HaMikdash had Kedusha is because of the Luchos. So the Kedusha wasn't Chal in the actual Makom HaMikdash, derived from the Luchos. So maybe with that type of Kedusha, then it can be Paka Bechdi.
Well, what's the difference? I don't understand.
Because if I'm a Kaddish and Isha or a Makdash, Chetas, that Kedusha is Chal in the Chetza of Isha, the Chetza of the Behema.
Yeah.
But the Makom HaMikdash, the Kedusha was derived from the Luchos. It wasn't actually in the Makom. It was only in the Makom insofar as the Luchos were there.
When they took out the luchas, they took out the luchas years before the Churban Bayis Rishon. There was still makor karbanos, still had kedushas based on migdash. Yehoshua HaMelech was going as the luchas. That says in Devar Yomim. After Yehoshua HaMelech was going, they still had kedushas based on migdash. So that's a problematic Ravid. The Ramban and the Mochamas on Shavuos holds the same as the Ravid that Lo Kitcha Lo Silove. There's no kedushas HaMikdash to the Makom HaMikdash. Zman Hazed, but for a different reason. The Gemara there raises a question. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah, not there. The Gemara in Avodah, yeah, the Ramban is in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah raises a question, why did the Hashmonaim have to make a new Mizbeach? They made a new Menorah and they made a new Mizbeach. Why did they make a new Mizbeach? Because the old Mizbeach was used for Avodah Zarah purposes. So they had to take apart the old Mizbech, they put it away in a Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash, and they made a new Mizbech, because the old one was Shiktsam Anshe Yovan. Anshe Yovan used it for Avodah Zarah, and you're not allowed to use it Lashamayim. So the Gemara asked the question, Eilan Moser Dov Shein Shaloi? What do you mean? It doesn't belong to them. They walk in and they use... Guy comes into my house, and he bows down to the furniture, so all the furniture becomes Asam Ano. We have a Klal, Eilan Moser Dov Shein Shaloi. It doesn't belong to you. If you come in and you mix Basa B'cholah in my kitchen, so you don't need Dasa Adam to Asa the Basa B'cholah. So Taisa says the rule doesn't apply to Basa B'cholah. So that person pours Chazah Shmaltz into my soup, makes a treif, it doesn't depend on Dasa Adam. But over here, to designate something as Avodah Zarah, so you have to have Dasa Adam, and they don't have Masa Dabash and Ishla. How can they have Dasa effect? The Gemara says, no, there's a Pasuk of Boba Pritzim Chilalu, Pasuk in Navi. When the priests come in and they use the Beis HaMikdash for Avodah Zarah purposes, it's Yotze L'Chulin. So the Gemara says it to explain why the Chashbonoim had to make a new Mizbeach, because the old Mizbeach was Shiktsam Anshe Yovan. The Mishnah is like that. Anshe Yovan used it for Avodah Zarah purposes, and it's not covered with the rule laid on the Mosa Tov Hashem Shalom. What would Pitz V'Chilalu? It's Yotze L'Chulin. Once it's Yotze L'Chulin, it was theirs. And then they designated it for Avodah Zarah, so it's Pasul Lashamayim. Gemara said the same regarding at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni, so there were a lot of coins that were in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a Hegdish Berakat Bayis. They had a lot of money there. They had Roman coins there. And then after the Churban Bayis, so the Goyim took all the money and they used it for business purposes. So the Gemara says, so no one should be allowed to use any money in the world, even though the coin should really be bottled by Roiv. Roiv are the coins in the world, but not Hegdish. So apparently there's a Mishnah in the end of Me'ilah that money is not bottled by Roiv. Maybe the Rabbanan, maybe Menatar, it's a question. But it's a din deraisa, it's a din deRabbanan. But that's a din, that coins that are Hegdish are not bottled by Roiv. So the Gemara asks, how can we use any of these Roman coins from the days of the Romans? Is a tarubis of the coins of the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says, no, Boba Pritzim Echilalu. When the Goyim came in and they used it for Avodah Zarah purpose, when they used it for secular purposes, not for Avodah Zarah, the Mizbech they used for Avodah Zarah purposes, and the money they used for secular purposes, the Gemara says it was Yotze L'Chul. So the Ramban writes a Chiddush in the Melchamas on Avodah Zarah. He says, Boba Pritzim Echilalu doesn't only apply to the Avnei HaMizbeach and to the Matbeas and the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara quotes it on the Afnun Dalit, on the Afnun Beis, on Avodah Zarah. And Ban writes that it applies to the latitude and the longitude, the Makam. It's not a tangible thing. I thought that's what you were talking about before. The Makam HaMikdash is not a tangible thing. It's not that the offer from the Makam HaMikdash has Kedusha. Once you detach it from the ground, that's not the Makam HaMikdash anymore. That latitude and longitude, that location on the globe, has Kedusha's Makam. So the Ramban has a Chiddush that you say, Boba Pritz Mechilu on the Makam also. Even though it's an intangible thing. So the Ramban says, Halacha L'maaseh, the same as the Ravid, that the Makam HaMikdash today doesn't have any Kedusha, but he doesn't say the Ravid's explanation, that Yedeo HaYezra Shosid Lehechorev Nefer, he's on the Kaddushit for Zman. That's a difficult explanation. The Pashtus is that Kedusha Zaguf Lepaka Bichdi, that's against, that Ravid seems to be against the Gemara Nedar. The Ramban gives a different Hezbem, Uboba Pritzim Chilu. That's a Shaila, whether it is. In Hilchas Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shaila, are you permitted to go on the Har HaBayis today? One of the boys told me he's going with his family to Eretz Yisrael for Pesach, and his father arranged every day a different tour. So one of the days, the tour is going on the temple now. They're taking him to the temple. I said, well, you're allowed to go. So the Shaila is everybody's Tomei today. Is the Tomei permitted to enter? Say, if the Harabai still has, the Rama holds, the Harabai still has the Kedusha, so all the Dinim still apply. A Tomei is not allowed to go in the Makam HaMikdash today. The question is the Ravid. The Ravid says that it's Loikit Shalasi Lavoi, and therefore he writes, if a Tomei goes to Hazorah today, this is a Kurus. If a Tomei goes to the Hazorah, go to Harabai, there's no Kurus, it's an Issa, but there's no Kurus only if a Tomei goes to the Hazorah. So the rabbi writes, if a Tommy today goes into Azara, there's no chorus. He thinks there's no chorus because Lord Kitchelos. Why did he say there's no chorus? Should have said it's mutter. So that's a discussion in Achrem. Did the rabbi really mean to say it's mutter? Because Lord Kitchelos, he loves, says Taka mutter. Maybe he also agrees that it's asr. So that's a discussion. So the Mishnah Berurah raises a discussion in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. He says, we're machmer. We don't permit the Tommy to enter the Makom Azara, to go to the Har HaBayis today, because we're choshish for the Rambam's opinion that it is Kiddush HaLozeh Lovan. So getting back again. So the Pasuk says, in the Teuchachem, B'chukosev, HaShemos Yez Mikdashechem, Kodesh Baruch Hu says, I will destroy the Beis HaMikdash, V'loy Ariach B'Reach Nichoichechem, I will not be interested in smelling the fragrant smell of the Karbonus anymore. So the Gemara has, and Megillah Gemara has this Machlokes HaTanah, whether the Makom HaMikdash is Kid Shelos Yilavoy, or Loy Kid Shelos Yilavoy. So Reb Yudah in the Mishnah brings a Raif in this Pasuk, HaShemos Yez Mikdashechem, that the Makom HaMikdash is Kid Shelos Yilavoy. Where do you see? What does it say in the pasuk that kitchen lost it over? So usually alarm because it says v'hashimosi, I'm going to destroy, and it's still called migdashechem. If it's destroyed, it's still called migdashechem. That's a right that kitchen lost it over. So the mefarshim ask, why is that? That's what the netziv and the binyan sin and the tshuva is. They ask, maybe it means I will destroy the location. There used to be the Beis HaMikdash. Once it's going to destroy, there won't be a Beis HaMikdash anymore. Where do you see from the mashmos pasuk that the Kedushas HaMikdash is Kid Shelos Yilov? So they both give the same shot, and it's even in a binyan, see, they both give the same shot. No. Pasuk of HaShemos Yez Mikdashechem, I will destroy the Beis HaMikdash. And then it says, V'loy Ariach Berech, I will not be interested in smelling the Karbonos. What do you mean not be interested? If there's no Beis HaMikdash, nothing to discuss. So you see, even the Pasuk, there is what to discuss. Even though there's no Beis HaMikdash, but the Makom HaMikdash is still Kid Shelos Yilov. So some person may have a bright idea, we'll make a mizbeach, because the Makom HaAzara is Kid Shelos Yilov, make a mizbeach and bring Karbanos. So the Pasuk says, no, and I'm not interested in smelling the Karbanos. Don't do me any favors, the Ribbono Shel Olam says. I don't want you to bring any Karbanos. So that's what they say, that's the Mashmos, Reb Yudah, the Tana Megillah, learns from that Pasuk, that the Makom HaMikdash is Kid Shelos Yilov, afilu b'shem ha'musam, Em Kadosh. Otherwise, why does the Pasuk have to continue to say, V'loy Ariach B'Reach Nechoichechem, if you're not Kid Shelos Yilov, so there's no Beis HaMikdash, you can't bring Karbonos. So here there is Kedush Shelos HaMikdash, and nonetheless, Ribbono Shel Olam says, don't do me any favors. So there's a Sefer Kaftav Aferach that was written in the days of the Balei HaTosfos. There was a group of Balei HaTosfos who went on Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. So one of the Balei HaTosfos wrote a whole Sefer about Inyani Eretz Yisrael. He gives it a Tchumen, talks about Trumas and Maisa, Shemitah V'yayva, he talks about all. Then he says, he heard that 75 years earlier, there was another earlier Aliyah from Balei HaTosfos from France, and they were interested, they say that they were interested in making a Mizbeach and bringing Karbonos. So he says, how can it be? Everybody's tummy, how can you bring Karbonos? And he keeps on referring to this. 10 chapters later, he brings it up again. He says, oh, some of them were interested in bringing Karbonos Tzibur. So the one of Sibur is Tumas Mutta Betzibur. Then he raises other issues. He raises issues. He solves issues. So the Tziv and the Binyan Sion came up with this Chiddush that even if you hold Kitcha Lasi Lavai, but still, you can't be Makrav Karbonis because Lariach Berech Nechachachem. Well, Hashem says, I'm not interested. Don't do me any favors. Don't bring any Karbonis. So how can they say, how can the Rishonim say that they had a Havamina to make a Mizbech and bring Karbonos? I mean, they disagreed with this Chiddush that the Netziv said. So he says, no, they don't disagree. So the Netziv claims the only Karbon they were interested in bringing was the Karbon Pesach, because if you check through the Chumash, that's the only Karbon where the word Reach Nechach never appears. Even though the Mishnah said, the Shem Shish Advarim Azevach Nizbach, when you shech Karbonos, it's understood that you have in mind six things. You have in mind the Shem Reach Nechach, by all the Karbonos except for Karbon Pesach. So since the Loshon HaPasuk is V'loy Ariach B'Reach Nechoichechem, don't do me any favors, don't bring me any Karbonos that are L'Shem Reach Nechoich, it doesn't apply to Karbon Pesach. Karbon Pesach is never L'Reach Nechoich. Achidish, it's a different kind of a Karbon. Karbon Pesach was never intended L'Shem Reach Nechoich, so that you can bring. If the din is a Kid Shelos Yilov, then you would be permitted to bring a Karbon Pesach Bizman Hazeh. That's Achidish. That's a Chiddush. Karban Pesach is Karib Betumah. If the Rav Atzibah's Tumah, everybody's Tumah. Rav Atzibah's Tumah, you can bring a Betumah. And the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Himsochim, that any other Karban, Shizbana Kavua, Karban Shizbana Kavua, may be brought Betumah. Any other Karban that's brought Betumah is Eina Nechal Betumah. Let's say they brought a Chatas for Shchodesh, or a Chatas of Shaldash Regolim, in the state of Tumah, so the Kohanim don't eat it. You just makrif it, you don't eat it. But Karban Pesach, Habo Betumah, Nechal Betumah. That's how the Mishnah says. Korban Pesach, that's Korban Betumah, they eat Betumah. They eat it Betumah also.
So why wouldn't you just say any Korban is not a Kabbalah? Why specifically Korban Pesach?
No, the Mishnah learns out from Sukkim that there's a difference. Other Korbanas, if you makrif it Betumah, the tzibur is yotzei the mitzvah, but you're not allowed to eat it in the state of Tumah. But if it was Korban Betumah, you're not allowed to eat it. But the Korban Pesach is an exception to the rule. It's all based on Sukkim. Korban Pesach is an exception to the rule. That's a question that Mishnah says when you make a new mizbeach, when you make a new menorah, you have to be mechanach the menorah. So it says even though the Rambam holds that they lit the menorah by yom or balayla twice a day, but the Mishnah says when you make a new menorah and you want to be mechanach and mechanach the menorah, you have to start from the beginning. So even though the Rambam holds you light the menorah balayla, you light the menorah in the morning, the haschala is balayla, so you have to begin balayla. So to meet him, all the karbanos are brought same as in between the Tomash of Shachar, Tomash of Bein Abay. That's called Esed the Hashlama. Aleh Hashlem kol karbanos kum. It's in the Siddur, before Baruch Shammah. So it says, there's an Esed the Hashlama, the Gemara calls it, Aleh Hashlem kol karbanos kum. You're not supposed to bring karbanos before the Tomash of Shachar. Yes, let's bring any kabbanis after the Tamid Shal Ben Abay. So the beginning of the Seder Ayoyim is Tamid Shal Shachar. So when you make a new Mizbech, hey, Mechan Chalim Sam Mizbech, Adab Tamid Shal Shachar. So that's the question. In the days of these Balei HaTosfos, they wanted to make a Mizbech, and they wanted to bring Korban Pesach, let's say, but you can only be Mechan Chalim Mizbech with the Tamid Shal Shachar. Tamid Shal Shachar, that is Reach Nichoyach. So how do you get off the ground? How did the whole story begin? Can't be mechanechet unless Tomat Shal Shachar. So the Chido talks about this in the Birkei Yosef and Hilchos Erev Pesach. So the Chido says he thinks that that din, the chinach ha-mizbeach, has to be with Tomat Shal Shachar. He thinks it's only lechatchila, it's not miyakeh b'riyevet. That's a chidush. Pashat Pshat is that it is miyakeh b'riyevet. You have to be mechanechet. You have to be mechanechet from the beginning. And it's another problem. Tomat Shal Shachar, if you want to be Mechan Tomat Shal Shachar has to be purchased with Machza Shekel money. Machza Shekel money, you have 75 Balei HaTosfos live in Eretz, probably less. 40 Balei HaTosfos live in Eretz. So, well, they're going to put up Machza Shekel money, and that's called the Korban Tzibur. Every year when they collected Machza Shekel money, I'm sure they were stingy people who never gave. Didn't want to give. So the Rabban writes, whenever they, the Bezna always has to decide. The Pasuk says, when you give Machzah Shekel, Hosha la Yarba bahada la Yamin. So it does mean Hosha la Yarba is not allowed to give more than a Machzah Shekel. Means a rich man is not allowed to give more than anybody else, poor man is not allowed to give less. But they never gave Machzah Shekel. They always gave way more than Machzah Shekel. Bezna had to determine, we discussed it when we spoke about Shkolim. Bezna has to determine how many months is the coming year going to have. The fiscal year in the Beis HaMikdash begins with the Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So they start bringing the karbonis, the new karbonis sibur for the new machta shekel money. So after first, they have to establish whether they think the coming year is going to have 12 months or 13 months. It's going to be 13 months, they need more karbonis. But to meet them on the sofim. Then they have to try to figure out how much will the animals cost. Maybe they know how much it is. Now they have to guess in another 12 months, 13 months, how much will the animal cost. That they have to figure out how many people who work for charities. You have to figure out how many people pledge and give. How many people pledge and don't give. Yeah, nobody's pledging. Torah says you got to give. How many people are going to give? Doesn't help how many people are going to give on time. Doesn't help they're going to give next year. You're going to put in the pushkin, the Beis HaMikdash that says taklan atikin. The machzah shekel from earlier. You have to, how many are going to be taklan charetin? How many people are going to give on time so you'll be able to bring. So every year they had to establish how much you have to give for machzah shekel based on the calculations. How many people do you think are going to give? That's what the Rabbi writes in the beginning of the Baisheni period. It says in the Pasuk, they gave Darkon Shel Zohar, they gave gigantic golden coins. So what they give gigantic golden coins for? The Chumash says you only have to give Machza Shekel. So the Ravid writes, you couldn't rely on the Bnei Chutz Lord. The people in Babel didn't have anything to do with this. They didn't come to Eretz Yisrael, and they're not going to chip in. They're not going to give Machza Shekel. There were only 43,000 Jews who went to Eretz Yisrael. Hardly anybody was there. So they had to pay 10 times as much as it should have been. Because no one else, he couldn't rely on anybody else to give any money. They were not going to give. So that's a shaila. That's a shaila that was raised in the days of Rabbi Kivega and the others. Is that called Korban Tzibur? When less than 50%, Rabbi Kivega and Achsam Sefer, they lived already after the beginning of the Reform Movement. Reform Movement, they didn't believe in Korbanos. They left out the... They left out Shamnas, Alapanachas, Korbanos, Chavzen. They left that out in the Tfilos HaMasov. So most of the Jews are not going to give Machza Shekel. So is that called a Korban Tzibur? If less than 50% of the Jews are going to give for Machza Shekel purposes, then you're going to bring a Korban Tomid. You've got to be Mechanach Nimzbech, the Tomid Shel Shachar. That's a question. Anyway, according to the Mitzvah, the discussion only was that we're going to bring a Korban Pesach. So that's the Kasha. How can you bring a Korban Pesach? You have to make a Mizbech. You have to be Mechanach Nimzbech with the Tomid Shel Shachar. So what Tomid Shel Shachar? It says, V'lo yariach b'rech nichoychachim. You can't bring the Tomid Shel Shachar. That has to be Reach Nichoych.
Maybe because the people who lived in Eretz Yisrael are considered Am Yisrael.
You mean the people who live in Chutz Lord don't have to give Machza Shekel? That's possible. I think the Rambam writes not so. The Rambam writes that you're mechuyev to give. Some Achronim say that suggestion, that the Jews who live in Chutz Lord is not mechuyev to give. So if the robe of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael give Machza Shekel, that's called the Korban Tzibur. But the Rambam writes not so. He says even the Jews who live in Chutz Lord, it's also Mechuyev. Question, why? If they're not part of Klal Yisrael. They have a Kedushas Yisrael, but the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael is only those who live in Eretz Yisrael. So why do they have to give Machza Shekel?
Isn't the Rambam that says that the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael is only people in
Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, yeah. So that's a kasha. The Rambam in Hilchos Golem writes even the Jews who live in Chutz Lord do have to give Machza Shekel. So that's a kasha. Why? You ought to say that they're not mechuyev to give, because they're just ki yichidim dama. I don't know, that's a question. So this is the question that they ask. How can there have been a havamina? They didn't do it. Mai said they didn't do it in the days of the Baal HaTes. They didn't bring the Korban Pesach. But now, every year, it's going to be a tumult. They want to bring a they're going to try to bring a Korban Pesach, and the police will prevent them from bringing the Korban Pesach. They don't want to have a pogrom. They don't want to have an incident there. So the question, what do you mean bring a Korban Pesach? You have to make him his Mizbeach. You can't be Mecharach to Mizbeach. Ela b'tom shel shachar. There's no Machza Shekel. Nobody collected any Machza Shekel. You can have way less than 50% of the Jews in Eretz Yisrael participating in the Machza Shekel today. The 7 million Jews in Eretz Yisrael, most of them are Chiloni. Most of them are not interested in being Karbonos. So that's the Shiloh. So it could well be that that din, maybe that's only the other 353 days of the year. Maybe on Erev Pesach, maybe you can be Mechanach the Mizbeach with the Korban Pesach. Why? Because the din is, you have to be Mechanach the Menorah and the Mizbeach and everything, you have to begin from the beginning. So on a normal day, you bring Tomid Shel Shachar first, Tomid Shel Barbaim at the end, and everything in between. That's called Aleh Hashlem, Esed HaShlama. On Erev Pesach, the Korban Pesach is brought after the Tamas Shel Bein Arbaim, not in the middle of the day. So they see that the Hakrabas Korban Pesach is a Seder Bifnei Atzma. It's not considered that the Korban Tomid begins the Avodah. So maybe one day a year, maybe when the Mishnah says, maybe that's, the Mishnah is talking about 353 days of the year. 353 and a half days of the year. But if it's Erev Pesach in the afternoon, that half a day, there's a new Seder of HaKrobis Korban Pesach. Haraya, it's after the Tomas Shel Bein Arbaim, so it's not part of the Seder. That's the possibility. How many Zrikas do you do in all of these Korbanos? I would never be able to figure it out, but the Tanaim figured out the whole system. So when you bring a Korban Chatas, you do Dalet Zrikas on the four kindness of Mizbech. And you bring a whole bunch of other korbanos, you bring Shtayim Shehein Arba. What do you mean Shtayim Shehein Arba? You have a klisharis with the dam in it. A paper cup is not acceptable. It has to be metal. It has to be mekudesh, but it's just klisharis. And then the Gemara says you splash in this corner of the Mizbeach. You're looking straight ahead to the west in this corner. So that's one zrika, that's two, because it splashes over here and over here. And then you splash over here also. That's Shtayim Shehin Arba. Two Zrikas, that's considered as if you got it on the four sides of the Mizbech. Why can't you do on these two? What did Dafka do on these two corners? Why not these two? So the Mishnah says that there was no Yisoid over here. And the Baisheni, the Mizbech was 32 Amas by 32 Amas on the ground. Then it went up an Amma, then an indent in an Amma, and then it only shrank. It's 30 by 30. Then it went up, I think, 5 Amas, indented again. It was 28 by 28 on the top. So the 32 by 32, that was on the bottom. Then the Gemara says, it wasn't a full square. It was 32 here, 32 here. And there was one Amma here, and one Amma here. And then the 31 Amas here was missing. The bottom was missing. Why was it missing? It wasn't the perfect square. So the Gemara says, because you cannot have even 1 inch of the Mizbech built the Chalka Shel Yehuda. And Yerushalayim, that part was Bechalka Shel Binyamin, and this part was Bechalka Shel Yehuda. And the border separating between Chalka Shel Binyamin cut through the middle of Yadzara, and they weren't allowed. Maybe the Baisvish and the Mizbech were smaller, I don't remember, but Baishay, they made the 32 by 32. So they couldn't have the bottom, they couldn't have the Yisoid over here. So if you, a Korban Chatos, you have to be Zark on all the four corners on Mizbeach, even though the Dam is going to roll down, there is no Yisoid on the bottom here to fall onto. So that's the Din. You have to be Zark on four corners on Mizbeach. But the other Korbanos, Oilo, and Shlomim, and Chatos, and Oshem, that you do Shtayim Shei, and Oshem, that you do Shtayim Shei in Arba, all the other Korbanos, so the Shtayim Shein Arba should be done where the Dam will go down to the Yisoid HaMizbech. In this corner there was no Yisoid. That's how the Mishnah is saying. There was no Yisoid there. So Chatas you do Dalet Zrik, there's a whole bunch of other Kabbalahs you do Shtayim Shein Arba, and then there are a whole bunch of Kabbalahs you only do one Zrik. Abchava Maisa Pesach, only have one Zrik. Only have one Zrik. Is there a Korban that has three Zrikas? And as that Mekomen, it doesn't say there is no such thing. But the Imam Yuma has that there's one Tana holds, I think the Tana Shal Shachar had three Zrikas and the three corners that had a Yisoid. Different from every other Oila. And every other Oila, Shtayim Shein Arba, and the Tmidim was Shalosh Zrikas, that collector's item. We don't accept all these Tanaim who are disagreeing about all the Hakros. None of them ever saw the Beis HaMikdash. They all lived after the Churban HaBayis. So we're all trying to reconstruct what was it like. All the Tanoim and the Mishnais, they wrote all the Machlokesim, they never saw the Beis HaMikdash. They loved Hakrovas HaKarbonos. They learned the Kochim so much. So this is how many Zrikas you bring. The Gemara says that the Redala Ravoides Hadam Darali Yikul, Shchita Kabbalah Haylocha Zrika. Haktoris Emurim is not Ma'akev. And Achilas HaKohanim is also, Achilas is not Miyakev. But the Dalar Avedis Adam Alikuvah, the first of the Dalar Avedis Adam, Shchita, Mara says Shchita Lab Avedah, Shchita can be done, Shchita is Ksher Bizar. Because the Chumash says you need Rekriva B'nei Haran HaKohanim, that's only be Kabbalah V'yelech Mitzvah Skuna. Before Kabbalah Saddam, you don't need a Kohen. So Shchita Ksher Bizar, Hepshit b'nituch is also kosher bizar. That the Gemara points out. Hepshit b'nituch is bechlal not an avoida. A non-kohen is permitted to do hepshit b'nituch. Then the Rambam points out on the parsha that the rechitzas. How does the Gemara? The pasuk calls it rechitzas hakrevayim. Kibbuch rab yichatz b'mayim, and then you do the haktorah. The haktorah has to be done by a kohen. That's an avoida. But the rechitzas hakrevayim can be done by a zar. There are a lot of things that can be done by Azar. So the halacha, the Gemara learns that from the pasuk in Parashas Shmini, I think. B'yom tzavosa l'hakru is korbanim, that all the avoidas have to be done by Yom. So the Gemara says that's only avoidas Adam. Haktoris and Murim is all night long. And Nisach HaYayin can also be done by Laila. Only the avoidas Adam, only the dalar avoidas Adam. Shchit kabbalah halacha zvika. All the other avoidas can be done by Laila. And in the Korban Mincha, they're a Dalar Avodis, they're parallel to the Dalar Avodis Adam of the Korbanos. That's a long Rashi in the beginning of the second parak in Soito. And Rashi elaborates on this at Tosefta from Menachos. Rashi has a long Arichas where he explains how the Dalet Avodas by a mincha parallel to the Dalet Avodas Adam. So Shchita, the Avodah by mincha that's parallel to Shchita, is Kmitza. Why is Kmitza parallel to Shchita? So one would have thought that the Avodah of Shchita is to kill the animal in a certain fashion. So that Rashi said that's not the definition. That's Shchita's Chulin. That's Masecha's Chulin. How do you kill the animal? You're not allowed to eat a live animal. And then you have to do a proper Shchita to kill the animal in a certain way. Shchita by kochim is an avoida to be mevara chela gavoya, to separate the dam that you're going to be zorek on the mizbech. Shchita is the first of the dalar avoidas adam. So the shchita is an avoida because, not because you're killing the animal, but because you're mevara chela gavoya, you're separating the dam that's going to be nizrak from the rest of the animal. So Rashi quotes, Rashi interprets in its tosefta that when you do kmitza, when the kohen does kmitza, the kmitza is mevara chela gavoya. You're separating, you're detaching the koimetz from the shiori hamincha. So the kmitza is parallel to the avodas adam of shchita. Then after a zar can do shchita, kmitza has to be done by a koin. But it's parallel to kmitza, parallel to shchita. So after you do shchita, whoever does the shchita, a koin stands there with a klishoris. It has to be metal, can't be paper cup, can't be plastic, has to be shem mateches, and he does kabbalas adam. Kabbalah Saddam to be Mekadosh the Dam. So the same is true when you do Kmitza, after you take the Koimetz, before you burn on the Zbech, you have to have Kiddush Kli. You have to do the Kmitza, the Mincha has to be in a Kli Shores before you do the Kmitza. You need a Kli Shores to be Mekadosh the Mincha. The Mishnah distinguishes between Korbanos Behema and Oif. Let's say you have an Oilos Oif, you have a Korban Pesach, you have a Korban Shlamin, whatever. Whenever you have a Korban, that's a behema or a knife, so gets a kedusha guflam is bech right away. Kedushas peh. When I say hareza oila, hareza shlamim, it gets a kedusha guf right away. When you designate menachas and sochim, that should be a korban, it doesn't get the kedusha guf, actually kot should be kli. You have to put it in a kli. So before you do the kmitza, the whole mincha has to be in a kli shoris. So the klisharis and the kaddish. Then after the kohen does kmitza from the klisharis, he has to put the kohenitz into another klisharis to be mekaddish it again. Even though it already was in Skaddish, the whole mincha was in Skaddish, the first klisharis, just like by karbonis. The karbon, when it gets to kedushas peh, when someone designates it as a karbon oil, karbon chatas, whatever, karbon pesa, it gets right away kedusha guflam is beer. But then when you do the shchita, you have to have kabbalas adam to be mekaddish adam anu, that is roi lizrik on the mizbeach. So Kiddush HaKoimetz and the Klishores is parallel to the Kabbalah Saddam and the Klishores. Then Hailocha is Hailocha. You walk to the Mizbech with the Dam, you walk to the Mizbech with the Koimetz. And then parallel to the Zvika Saddam, either 1, 2, 3, 4 Zvikas, whatever you do, parallel to the Zvika Saddam is the Haktoras HaKoimetz. So that's what the Rashi elaborates on at the beginning of the second Perek in Seita, that there are Dalet Avodas by a Mincha that are parallel to the Dalet Avodas Saddam. And the Dalet Avodas have to be done by Yom. Other Avodas can be done by man. That's why there was a big machlokes in the days of the early Achreinim, the Beis Yosef quoted from the Maharil. Here in the neighborhood, in Broyers, they duchen on Yom Kippur to Nila, even though it's in the middle of the night, way after the Shkia. And all over the world, nobody duchens by Nila, because the Chazan is saying Nila in the middle of the night. And they assume duchening is like an Avodah, and Avodah is only by Yom. So what was the shita in Frankfurt? How come there they did duchen? So the Maharil explains, the din that avoida has to be done by Yom is only avoidas adam. There were avoidas that were done by Laila. Haktoris and Murim was done all night long. And Nisach HaYayin can be done by Laila. Gemara learns that from Psukim. It's not avoidas adam. So true duchening is considered like an avoida, but it's not compared to avoidas adam.
They say second Makadish that the animal gets kedushas carbon when it shkitas. Then what happens? What's the additional kedusha when you put it
properly? I don't know. When you say the kedushas peh, you say this should be a carbon chatos. It gets kedusha guflam mizbech. When you do sakim mekadosh, it gets kedushas carbon. Then when you take the dam, you put it into kli, it gives it a deeper level of kedusha. That is mamish milakrov. I don't know. You have to coin the term. Markevus Hamish to coin the term for that. Sakim Mekadosh gives a Kedushas Karban. Before it only had Kedusha Guflam Mizbech, and Sakim gives it. You gotta make up a new term. I don't know. You gotta make up a word. It should correspond.
But the minute that there's no Kedusha in the Kemah,
The Kemach has Kedusha, but only after Kiddush Kli.
It
has Kedusha Damim Lamizbech. Kedusha Damim Lamizbech, it lends itself to Pidyon. But after Kiddush Kli, then it gets Kedusha Guf Lamizbech, then it doesn't lend itself to Pidyon. Right. The parsha begins in the beginning of Vayikra. One of the first psukim talks about V'samach Yodai. Al Rosh Ha'Oila, you have to do a smicha. The pasuk always says V'samach Yodo. Sounds like one hand. And in fact, the Targum Yonasan, the Targum that's called Targum Yonasan Menazil, we all say it's not by Yonasan Menazil. Gemara says in Megillah, Yonasan Menazil wrote a Targum on Nevi'im. He didn't write on Chumash, he didn't write on Ksuvim. So it's really Tofiud, it's really Targum Yerushalmi. You have Targum Yerushalmi, Targum Yonasan. The two versions of Targum Yerushalmi. But it wasn't, that's what all of them are. It wasn't written by the Tanya Yonasan Menazil, it was written by someone else. They're not sure exactly who wrote it, because there's so many lines in the Targum Yonasan Menazil that sounds like it's from the Tzdukim. So either the whole thing was written by Tzdukim, and we should throw it out in the garbage, or they wrote Svarim and Svarim Tefarim for all the Shver Targum Yonasan. So here's also another one. Targum Yonasan says, Samach Yod, you do smicha with the right hand. Because that always says Yodo. So Ramban HaChumash makes a big fuss that he doesn't talk about the Targum Yonasan, makes a big fuss that smicha is b'shtei yadayim. It says b'ferish in the Mishnah, smicha b'shtei. How did the Tanoim know? How come it always says samach as yodo? So he says, if yulkan achrei mois, when it has the avodas yom kippurim, so there it says, on the sor ha-mishtaleh, the samach aron is shtei yodo ala par. He says, it says b'ferish shtei yodo. So that's how the Tanoim understood that all over, whenever you do smicha b'shtei yadayim. So what does it say? Yodo. So the Ramban works on it. Yodo v'lo yad shlucho. Okay, it's a miut. But really, smicha has to be done b'shtei yadayim u'b'chol koicha. When you do the smicha, you just don't put your hands on. You have to lean on the animal in such a way that if you remove the animal, the person would fall down. You have to lean smicha. That's called smicha b'chol koicha. Doesn't mean you push down on the animal. You lean on the animal in such a way that if you take it away, you would fall down. So the Tanoim have a drasha, Tabel b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael sometimes is m'maid b'nos Yisrael, sometimes is m'maid gerim, sometimes not m'maid anything. Sometimes not m'maid anything. How do you know when it's m'maid gerim and when it's m'maid like by Parsha Soito? It says Tabel b'nei Yisrael, so there's a machlekes ha-Tanoim, where the mashkin is ha-giyoris. If a woman is married to a ger, whether the Parsha of Soito applies. The Torah promises a miracle throughout all the future generations that if the woman will drink the Mayim Amorim, which are not poisonous at all, and if she's guilty, if she violated Loisina, then she's going to start to get sick and she's going to die. But Derech HaTeva, there's no reason why she should get sick and die. The ink is going to be erased. The ink is not poisonous ink from the Megillah Soito. And the sand is not poisonous sand. So it's, it doesn't taste so good, but it's not poisonous. So that's a Torah promised a miracle. The only place where the Torah promised a miracle. So that's a machlokes ha-Tanaim, where the darshan b'nei Yisrael v'lo gerim. That's a machlokes where the mashkim is ha-giyoris. It doesn't depend whether she's a giyoris, means Mrs. Ger. Her husband is a ger, so we call her a giyoris. It doesn't depend on her, it depends on the husband. So the shach on the first page in Yeruday discusses, how did the Tanaim know when to darshan b'nei Yisrael v'lo gerim, then b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael, and sometimes they don't darshan anything, they don't know mine. So the Shach says in the Kudus HaKesvah, say you have to have a field. Tanaim had a field, they knew where they went to darshan like this, went to darshan like that, went not to darshan at all. So here the Gemara darshans, the Torah's Kohanim darshan, the Gemara quotes it in many places. B'nei Yisrael lo b'nos Yisrael, what a woman can't bring a korban oilo, no, b'samach yodo. It goes on the next, Dabel b'nei Yisrael's pasuk base. B'nei Yisrael lo b'nos Yisrael's meniot on pasuk dalet. Pasuk dalet says, b'samach yodo, you do smicha. So B'nai Yisrael Samcha, and love B'nai Yisrael Samcha. That women don't have the mitzvah to do smicha. What if a woman wants to volunteer to do smicha? So that's a machleg, it's Rabbi Yud and Rabbi Yossi. Whether Noshim Samcha is Rishus, or Noshim are prohibited to do smicha. So what's the machleg is Satanayim, whether Noshim Samcha is Rishus? So there are three biurim in the Rishonim. The Rashi and Rosh Hashanah has a pshat that Tosfos are very unhappy with. Rashi learns it's a machlokes ha-Tanaim whether there's a violation of Baal Tosef. If a woman will volunteer to sit in sukkah, to shake a lulav, to listen to the Kiyah Shofar, since she's not mechuyev, maybe it's a violation of Baal Tosef. Tosef says, what are you talking about? The Gemara talks about, ene mitzvah v'yosef, machlokes who gets more reward. Mitzvah v'yosef, ene mitzvah v'yosef. The maskana, we assume the mitzvah beis, it gets more reward. But if the woman gets reward for doing any mitzvah, obviously there's a kima. Actually, there's no baltaisim. How can it be baltaisim? So Taisim doesn't like Rashi's pshat. The Rashi learns that's the machloekus hatanoi. Where the noshim samchus mishusa, if a woman will volunteer to observe a mitzvah that she's not mechuyev in, and the Gemara relates it to tkiya shofar and to other mitzvahs as well. If a woman volunteers to do a mitzvah that she's not mechuyev in, is there a violation of baltaisim? So Taisim doesn't learn like Rashi. Tfilin, the Gemara talks about tfilin also. Will a woman violate baltaisim? So Taisim doesn't learn like that. So what's the according to Taisim, what's the machlokes? So Taisim had the girsa. That's a girsa that we have in the Gemara Chagiga. That even the Tana who says, Rabbi Yossi says, Nashim Samchas Rishus, women are permitted. We pass like Rabbi Yossi. Nashim Samchas, not like Rabbi Yuda. The Nashim are asuras to do smicha. We pass like Nashim Samchas Rishus. So the Rashi and Taisim had the girsa in the Gemara Chagiga. To do smicha b'chol koichab, the women are not permitted to do. Because that's avoid the kotcha. It's not me'ila. Me'ila is a different. Me'ila means you get hanoah from that. The person who does smicha is not getting hanoah from the behemoth. The person would rather not lean on the behemoth. Yes, that's so uncomfortable. He has to lean on the behemoth in such a way that if you remove the behemoth, it's going to fall down. He does need the whole thing. It's not in violation of me'ila, but it's in violation of the Sabbath b'b'chor sh'arech v'l'sogaz b'chor tzenecha. The Gemara calls it giz of avayda. So avayda b'kotchim is an isa. So whenever you do smicha b'chor koicha, you're really in violation of the Sabbath b'chor sh'arech, even kotchim kalm. B'chor is a kotchim, even kotchim kalm, kabachem kotchim kotchim. But that's mitzvasa, that's the halacha, that you have to do smicha b'chor koicha, even though it's avayda b'kotchim. So if a woman is not mechuyev, so that's out of the question. The women are not mechuyev, so they don't have any heter to lean b'chor koicha. So what's the machlekes for the nashim samchus rishus? So the girsa that the Rashi and Taisa had in the Gemara Chagiga is that they only do akufa yadaycha. They only have their hands floating on top of the behemah. They do not lean on the behemah. If you're going to lean on the behemah, there'll be a violation of avoda b'kotcha. So what's accomplished by akufa yadaycha? Just have your hands floating on top. It's an imitation mitzvah. So what do they gain by having an imitation mitzvah? So the Gemara says, lasas nachas ruach l'noshim. The women felt cheated, like the women today. Some of the women feel cheated. They can't get aliyahs, they can't daven for an omer, they can't read the Megillah, whatever. So in the days of the Baal Sheni, some of the women felt cheated, that they're not able to do smicha. So there was a machlokes hatanoi. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Noshim are not permitted to do smicha, because they're going to do smicha b'chol koichem, they'll be in violation of avodah b'kotchem. They're going to do imitation smicha, so they don't accomplish anything by that. Al pi din. You'll accomplish to make them happy. Make them happy. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a gzera de rabbanon. If you'll permit him to do akufi yadaycha, the next thing you know is that they'll do smicha b'chol koichem and they'll violate the isa deraisa of l'sabe b'chol sherech avoyde b'kotch. And Rabbi Yehuda also should have agreed that there should have been a gzera de rabbanon, but since it was such a significant consideration, la'asas nachas ruch l'noshim, the women feel so cheated. They feel so hurt by the fact that we don't allow them to do smicha at all, so we permit them to do imitation smicha, even though it should have been prohibited mid rabbanim, kedei la'asas nachas ruach l'noshim. So it's based on this, it's based on, all the Gemaras are like that. So the same thing, let's say women are not mechuyev to lek tefillin. So what if a woman wants to volunteer to lek tefillin? So we really shouldn't allow it, because tefillin need a guf noki. And there's a problem with everybody with guf noki. Guf noki means you have to have a clean body, you have to have a clean mind. So we assume there's a problem, everybody has a problem with guf noki. So we have today, we have cut back on ochas tefillin to the bare minimum. In the days of the Gemara, children years before bar mitzvah used to wear tefillin. Today we don't allow it. And the years of the days of the Gemara, they wore tefillin all day long. Some hold that that's the l'chatchila deraisa, some hold l'chatchila derabbanan. Many Rishonim hold that's l'chatchila deraisa, to wear tefillin all day long. So we don't allow it. We just wear tefillin during shacharis and then we take it off. We don't wear tefillin all day long. And even though normally women should be permitted to volunteer, noshim and avodim are also part of noshim and avodim should be permitted to volunteer to wear tefillin. We say everybody has a problem of guf noki. We cut it down to the bare minimum. So we don't recommend that whoever is not mechuyev shouldn't wear tefillin. So that's Tosfos interprets this in the Gemara, that the guf noki issue was bizman atanoim. And the Tana who says that Nashim Samchas Vishus means we are mekel, we allow them to violate the Yisra. The Rabbanu should have been Xera. Shema, maybe the women will do a smicha b'chol kocha. So because of the consideration of Nachas Roch and Nashim, we're matter this Yisra the Rabbanu. We don't insist that they're not allowed to do imitation smicha. So the same over here. We really shouldn't permit the women to wear tefillin because of the guf noki issue. So we permit them. And the same thing, blowing shofar. Blowing shofar is mashmiya kol. There should be an isa de rabbanan to play any musical instrument on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So they never asked blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah. That's a mitzvah deraisa. But if a woman is not mechuyev, then a woman should be permitted to blow shofar. A woman goes to shul, she listens to tkiyas. That, according to Rashi, that was an issue. According to Tosafot, that was never an issue. The woman is not blowing shofar herself. The issue was, Noshim Tokos, is it will be permit a woman to blow shofar, because she's playing a musical instrument, Mashmiya Kol. And the Torah didn't say she has to, so we should prohibit Midirabbanan. Mashmiya Kol should be also Midirabbanan. So if you pass like Rabbi Yossi, we pass like Rabbi Yossi, so we allow that Isa Dirabban. If the woman is really hurt, if the woman really feels so bad about it, they should listen to the kiss that they blow in shul. So we say, no, we even permit a man to blow. We permit the woman to blow. We permit a man to blow, especially the women. Even though there's an issue of the Rabbanan here, of Mashmiya Kol, we permit them to violate the Din the Rabbanan. So that's what led the Rabbeinu Tam to develop his shita, that women who want to volunteer to shake a lulav are permitted to say a bracha. What are they saying a bracha for? A bracha, shein etzvicha. It's a bracha levatola. What are they saying a bracha for? Rabbi Natam says the whole bracha levatola story is only the Rabbanan. So we allow the women to violate and he said the Rabbanan, a bracha levatola, to give them nachas ruach. The women feel cheated. Why we don't let them shake a lulav and say, okay, we'll allow you to violate bracha levatola. Bracha levatola is only the Rabbanan. So in order to have nachas ruach l'noshim, we allow. That's how the Rabbi Natam interpreted. And the Ravid was from Provence. And the Ravid in the Meiri didn't have this Girsa Nigmar Chagiga. Their Girsa Nigmar was no. If you all Noshim Samchas Vishus, the women lean Bechol Koicham. So it's a Machlekes Hatanaim, Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Yossi, Machlekes Hatanaim on the level of their eyes, not playing with the Rabbanon, not dealing with the Rabbanon, like Taisa says. The Shaila is, if a woman wants to volunteer to do smicha, would we permit her to do avodah to lean b'chol koichai? Ayamata the isa deraisa. So it's a machlok is on a level of deraisa. Rabbi Yossi says, yes, we're matir, we allow the woman to volunteer as an ena mitzvah v'yosa to do smicha, even though it's going to be in violation of the din of avodah b'kotshim, l'asav b'chol sharecha. So the Ravid writes, the Ravid has a pirush on the Torah's Kohanim. That's really authentic. It's by the Ravid. The Ravid on Masechus Tomid, they say it's not by the Ravid. It's clearly by somebody else. But the Ravid on the Torah's Kohanim is by the Ravid. They just printed a couple of years ago, they printed a Ravid on the Sifrei. That's clearly not by the Ravid. Nothing sharp, they hardly says anything. That's not the Ravid. The Ravid always has something original. So. But the Ravid on the Torah's Kohanim is the authentic Ravid. So the Ravid writes, just like Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Yossi disagreed when the Nashim Samchas Rishus, they would disagree if a woman wants to wear tzitzis with shatnas in it. So if a man wears tzitzis with shatnas in it, that's asadach aloi sasa. If a woman is going to volunteer, a woman is not mechuyev. So a woman wants to volunteer to wear tzitzis, but the tzitzis is going to make it shatnas, because the tchelus has to be wool. And if the beggar is linen, a beggar shall pishtim, and the tchelus has to be wool, it's going to be shatnas. So the Ravid writes, it'll be the same achlegs of Yudah Rabbi Yossi. Whether if a woman wants to volunteer, whether we allow her to do smicha b'chol kocha. According to Argus in the Gemara Chagiga, it's not so. The machlekes only was to do akufi yadaicha, only to do imitation smicha. And Tosafos all over Shas always quotes that girsa, the way it's printed in our Gemara. Akufi yadaicha is only imitation smicha, not the real bona fide smicha. So these are the three different interpretations in the machlekes of Yudah Rabbi Yossi. What were they fighting about? When the Noshim Samchas Rishus or not. The Pashta says that when you bring a korban, any kohen is kosher to do whatever needs a kohen. You only need a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur. What about chavita kohen gadol? Every day of the year, the kohen gadol has to bring minchas chavita, machtzisa b'boik, machtzisa b'ein abayim. So he doesn't have to be makriv it. He has to pay for it. He can get a kohen hedyot to be makriv it. Shailas, what about parhalam davashal tzibar pakoi mashiach? Because the psukim and parshas veikra say that the kohen hamashiach, the kohen gadol, had mashiach b'shem el hamishcha, kohen gadol does the avodah. So Rashi and Megillah learns on the Mishnayos. He learns the psukim kimashma, kipshutam, that just like you need a kohen gadol on Yom Kippur, so too you need a kohen gadol to do the avodah on parhalam davashal tzibar and parkoi mashiach. And Rashi interprets in the Mishnah, Ein bekoi mashiach lekoin amruba b'bladim. Towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, the Pasuk says in Divrei Hayamim that Yoshio HaMelech was going as the Luchas, and was going as the Tzinsenes Amoni, and was going as the Shemen HaMishcha. So that towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, there was no Shemen HaMishcha. So how did they appoint a Kohen Gadol? The whole Bais Sheni period, there was no Shemen HaMishcha. So they didn't need Shemen HaMishcha for the Malchus Beis David. There was no Malchus Beis David in the Bais Sheni period. Well, no Malachim at all the first couple of centuries. Then the Chashmonaim were Kohanim. So they weren't Malchus Beis David. But what about Kohanim Gedolim? How'd they have a Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara came up with this idea. You can have Merubah B'Gadim. You can either become a Kohen Gadol through Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha or through Merubah B'Gadim. So the Mishnah in Megillah says in the series of Ein Bein Kohen Merubah B'Gadim, Kohen Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha, Ela Par Habo Al Kol HaMitzvahs. What does that mean? So Rashi says, Par Halam Dovashal Tzibur. In Par Kohen Mashiach, it says the Avodah has to be done by a Kohen Gadol. So it has to be done by a Kohen Mashiach. If he's a Kohen Merubah B'Gadim, he can't do the Avodah. Tosfos disagrees with Rashi. He says there is no such din. They quote a Teres Kohanim, says Beferish, even though the Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol does Avodah, it's Labdavkin. The Avodah can be done by Kohen Hedyot. You only need a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. So how do you read the Mishnah? Ein Kohen Mashiach B'Shem HaNefesh, Ein Kohen Merubah B'Gadim, Ela Par Bol HaKol HaMitzvos. So Tosfos explains, no. The Chumash says that if the Kohen Gadol is Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg, he can't bring Kizba Osira. Like if a Yochid is Mechal Shabbos B'Shogeg, he has to bring Dafka Par Kohen Mashiach. That's only if the Kohen Gadol was a Mashuch B'Shem and HaMishcha. If the Kohen Gadol was a Merubah B'Gadim, he's Mechal Shabbos. He's Miskapa like a Hedyot. He brings Kizba Osira. He doesn't have to bring Par Kohen Gadol. But when you do bring a Par Kohen Gadol, when you do bring a Par Kohen Gadol, Shabbos Tzibur, the Avodah does not have to be done by Kohen Gadol. It can be done by Kohen Hedyot. That's what Tosfos argues with Rashi. And they say it's a Beferish Toras Kohanim that says like that. What is the Korban Ola B'Yoreg? Remember when I was a student in college, we had a professor who thought that he knew how to learn. His field was Kubas HaTanoim. He didn't know too much. So he thought the Korban Ola had something to do with the 15 steps in between the Ezras Noshim and the Azar, has nothing to do with the steps. Olaviyar means the price goes up or the price goes down. If you can afford it, you bring the more expensive korban. If you can't afford it, you bring a less expensive korban. So there are five Olaviyarids. There's, in today's Sedra, Vayikra, you have three Averas, where you bring Olaviyar, Chafas Olaviyarid. You have Shavuos Bito, a person took a Shavua not to eat potato chips, and then he violated it B'Shogeg, so he has to bring a Chatos. Then you have Shvosa Eidus, if he swears falsely, Shvosa Neni Delecha Eidus, because of his swearing in front of Bezdin, he's mafsid me money. I can only win the Din Torah if he's going to testify. I don't have any other Eidim. And he refuses to testify. He swears Neni Delecha Eidus. And then they won't accept what he says later on. Kim Shigit Shuvin Achazam Magid. So because he was mafsid me in Shvua, so he has to bring a Korban Chatos. And the third one is Tumas Mikdash Vikadosh. If the person entered the Beis HaMikdash in the state of Tuma, the person ate Karbonis in the state of Tuma, then he needs a Kapora. So these three Averis are Ba'ol V'Yorid. If he can afford it, he brings Chatas Be'ema. If he can't afford it, he brings Chatas Soif and Oil Soif. If he can't afford that, then he brings a Minchas Choyti. So that's what the Mishnah calls Ashiras, Dalas, and Dali Dalas. Then you have later, you have by the Yoledes, the beginning of Parshas Tazria, then you have in Parshas Mitzora, when the Mitzora becomes Tohor, when his condition heals, so they have to bring, that's called Mechusi Kippur. Even after they go to the mikveh, they're still Tomei. Usually a person goes to the mikveh, so he's taught with respect to eating Masusheni. But he still has to have Harashemesh in order to eat Truma. And even after he has Harashemesh, he's allowed to eat Truma, but he still can't enter the Beis HaMikdash or eat Karbonas. If it's the Abba Mechusi Kapor, Zab Zabi, Yoledes and Mitzora, after bringing a korban to complete the tahara procedure. So by two of them, by the mitzvah and by the oledes, the chumash gives them a break, that if they can't afford to bring the more expensive set of korbanos, they can bring the less expensive. So there you have only ashivas and dalas. You don't have three madrigas, ashivas, dalas, and dali dal. So that's called oil of yard. If you can afford it, you bring the more expensive korban. If you can't afford it, you bring the less expensive korban. So there's a famous Ibn Ezra on Parshas Vayikra. The Osamech made it famous. The Osamech had a dream. So he made this Ibn Ezra famous. Ibn Ezra says, if the person can afford it here by the Chatas Olav Yorit, by Tumas Mikdash Mekadosha, by Shuas Bitui, and Shuas Aedas, if he can afford it, he brings a Chatas Behema. If he can't afford it, he brings a Chatas Soif and an Oilas Soif. Where does the Oilas Soif come from? If he can afford it, he brings a Chatas Behema, the Gamarno. So if he can't afford it, let him bring a Chatas Soif. What is he bringing an Oilas Soif for? So the Ibn Ezra says, if he would have brought a Chatas Behema, he would have been zorik the dam on the mizbech. He would have had haktoras emurim. But if he bring a chatas ha'if, there's only mitzui hadam. There's no haktoras emurim. The kohanim meet the chatas ha'if, but there's nothing. There's no emurim. So the Torah requires, in conjunction with the chatas ha'if, it should be an oilas ha'if. Oilas ha'if is bimkoim the haktoras emurim that you would have had if it would have been a chatas behema. Would have been haktoras emurim. So together with the chatas ha'if, you have to bring an oil soif and do the haktarana. So that's Ibn Ezra. A lot of Ibn Ezra is on Chumash. Interesting. So the Sumeach had a dream. He had a dream that the angels were angry at Bnei Yisrael. They said they're going to wipe out the Jewish people because they're making pilpulim shel hevel. They're falsifying learning. They say pshetlach anegimaris, and it's not amitu shel Torah. So in his dream, the Rashbah said, you shouldn't kill the Jewish people. There's a Jew, Rameh Simcha, he said the Emes Pshat in the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Chulin where I crossed out the Girsa. The Rashbah crossed out a few lines in the Gemara. Rameh Simcha said the Pshat, Lamita Shatar, in his chutz, you can't destroy the Jewish people. So the Yor Sameach knew what he said on the Girsa. He'd never heard of the Rashbah. So when he woke up from the dream, he looked and he found that it was a Rashbah. But the Rashba says he thinks he should cross out the gears. There's a Gemara in the end of the first parak in Chulin. The people that learn Chulin for Yeridea leave out that part because it's not about Hilchos Shechita. It's about Karbanos. So the Gemara says there, you have a pasuk that says that when you bring the oil of Sa'oif of the oil of a Yared, has to be Bayom. You can't be Balayma. So the Gemara asks, there's a pasuk in Parshas Shemini, all Karbanos, Biyom Tzavos, Alakrav is Karbanayim. Whenever you do Avodas Adam, or the Dalat Avodas and the Mincha, that parallel to the Dalat Avodas Adam, all Avodas Adam have to be Bayom. So of course the oil itself has to be Bayom. So the Gemara says, Ma'u Detema, one would have mistakenly thought that just like Haktoras Emurim is permitted by Laila, so oil itself should also be permitted by Laila. Kamash Malon, that is not so. Why in the world would someone think that oil itself should be like Haktoras Emurim? So the Rashba crosses out the whole Girsa and he substitutes it with something else. So that's what the Or Sameach gave a different shot. He said the Gemara means like this Ibn Ezra, that by the Oil of Sa'if, that brought by Oil of Yore, if the person can afford it, he brings a Chatas Behema. He does bring an Oil. If he can't afford the Chatas Behema, then he brings the Chatas Sa'if. And there is no Emurim, so he brings the Oil of Sa'if to substitute for the Haktoras Emurim that's missing from the Chatas Behema. So I would have thought that this oil soif, not every oil soif, every oil soif is Avodas Adam, has to be Bayom. This oil soif, I would have thought, can be done by Laila, because it's only to take the place of the Haktoras and Murim of the Chatas Behema that you're not bringing. So Kamash Malon, a separate pasuk, that it has to be Bayom. So he writes in his Sefer, when he has this in the Hashmatas. This is not in the right place. He has this in the Hashmatas, in the first volume of the Osmet, the Abed Shalobim Komo, and he writes, Min HaShamayim, they showed him that his pshat is correct. So they say that he's referring to this dream that he had. So this story was written up. One of the Litvishe Rabbanim wrote a sefer in Mekor Baruch. They started learning Kachim 100 years ago. So he wrote a whole sefer in Mekor Baruch on non-Kachim. So the Mekor Baruch was reprinted in America by one of the Rabbanim from Cleveland. the two Rabbanim Stein, I forgot, one of the Rabbanim, Rabbi Stein, reprinted it. So when he reprinted it, I think he added a page and he wrote over this story. He heard this story from the Ohr Hasamech. He visited the Ohr Hasamech and he told him about the dream that he had, and he said that's what he meant when he wrote in the Sefer Melach Shemayim. They were maskim al yoti, my shot. So he wrote up this whole story. So someone showed me just this week, just last week, that someone has a Sefer HaChumash, he quotes the whole thing, and he made a mistake. He put that this is the Makor Baruch by the Torah Tmima. Torah Tmima wrote an autobiography that goes on and on and on and on forever. That's called Makor Baruch. His name was Baruch, and he writes about the family roots, where it came from, Sfardim, from Ben Bereshti family. Oh, so he writes from the famous Torah Tmima, wrote the Makor Baruch. That's the wrong Makor Baruch. It's the Makor Baruch HaKotchim by one of the Litvish Rabbanim, not by the banker. Anyway, okay, Agud Neshabbos, everybody. Whoever's interested, I'm giving a shiur later today at 1 o'clock downstairs on the fourth floor on Yerusha and Savos. Okay, open to the public.
Across the hall.
Oh, okay, fifth floor. I thought it was the fourth floor. Good, I'll try the fifth floor.
Do we calculate that those that
Nachas Ruach Nashim,
the commitment to
voluntary mitzvahs like those? Those, of course, that we don't.